Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is episode 17. Follow the source material, damn it. Johnny, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
I'm sad that I bought my Star Wars tickets this week.
As did I.
Because we're going to go see it together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a Friday 9 a.m. show, 100% going to sell out.
Probably not.
No, I think we'll be okay, but I just wanted to be safe. And
but I'll see it before you anyways.
Yeah, you are going to go on Thursday night.
On a Thursday night, too.
And then got tickets for me and the fam for
Saturday
at 9 a.m. So, are you going to dress up? I know you have, like, the Yoda ears.
I do not.
No Yoda ears?
I might breathe heavily. How about that? Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Not that I don't do that already.
So we actually had some pretty big news happen this week.
Yes,
our favorite-ish.
The show we talk about on almost every single podcast since we've been doing this.
We kind of have to. I mean,
it's the show that we watch, like, you watch it probably the day after I do.
I just watched the Morgan episode this week.
Oh, like, wow.
I just waited.
How did you feel about it?
I wish not to be too spoilery, but that his sensei would have not
gone the way of everybody else,
because he was really interesting. Like, I would have rather him stayed and Morgan gone.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
And that poor goat, that poor goat.
Morgan. Now, did you watch this week's episode?
I did, and I just watched them back to back.
Oh, okay.
You know,
this week's episode, the most boring episode so far.
Yeah, I mean, like, nothing has happened yet this season.
It's one of those things, and, you know, I talk to other people about this show, obviously, outside of our circles,
right?
It's had a pace to it, like, and a good pace. This week, the pace was just like, whoop, oh, we stopped. We're gonna take a break, and we're gonna go kiss the lady in a garage.
We're gonna do our typical Walking Dead, like our typical pacing.
So. Well, and one of the people I talked to said, "Do you think they're gonna drag the Glenn thing out?"
Yes, it's gonna be like Sophia.
Yeah,
and except for instead of finding Sophia zombie in Herschel's barn,
right?
We're gonna find Glenn alive, like, eating a pizza
with Jesus.
Yeah, with Jesus in the hilltop. So
I don't think we're going to see the hilltop until later on, but
and so that actually segues into what I wanted to talk about today with The Walking Dead is we got casting confirmation of the character Negan.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who Magic City, Supernatural.
I wasn't mad when I read I mean,
why would you be mad?
I didn't even think about him when I was thinking about who they should cast, and he wasn't one of the people they mentioned. Like, you know, John Hamm was one that everybody kept
John Hamm was going around telling people he was
and
Negan.
And John Hamm probably would have been a good Negan.
He would have. Yeah.
And it would have been nice to see John Hamm out of a out of the box, because obviously I watched Mad Men for the entire run, and to see him go for a totally different type of character
would have been fun. If you want to see John Hamm as, like, a different kind of character, there's a show on Netflix called The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Is he on that?
Yeah. And, like, when you, for the first time you see his character, you're like,
wow.
You, and like, see, and I just made that, like, quizzical look. Yeah. You know, you're like, who is that? And, like, I purposely didn't go to IMDb.
Okay.
I wanted to be kind of I wanted to try and figure it
out.
I
thought about
myself.
Watching that show, and now I will watch it.
I will say this. It's like, people love that show.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Okay.
I watched the entire thing.
And I'll watch it, and if I get it, I'll let you know.
I don't get it. all right. So anyway, so you say that you don't think we're going to get the hilltop this season.
Not until the end.
When you say the end, are you talking back after the hiatus?
After the winter break.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have to introduce the hilltop before they introduce Negan.
Well, right. Well, you don't have to, really. Because, I mean, they've done this... You know, it's the show, and the show is not the book.
So, but his introduction can't be the governor.
No.
You know, he can't be Phil.
No.
You know,
he's going to be, that's one of those things where, and, you know, it's the title of the episode. With Negan, stick to the source material. Stick to who he is. Yeah, you're going to have to edit down the cussing a lot.
Well,
but Lucille has to be there, the baseball bat, yep. In case you don't know this, you know, for those who don't read or watch The Walking Dead, Lucille, the baseball bat with the barbed wire around it,
right.
has to be there. Well, the leather jacket, the
with just, the studs.
Just, yeah, and, yeah, just so, the big. I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan kind of looks like a big guy.
Yeah.
So he has to.
He's got to come. He's got to like fill that bravado.
Yeah, and he has to have that Which group of has. People with him. He has yeah. to have a burnt face yeah. guy with
we
him.
We have to have Dwight.
Yeah.
There was some interesting stuff with Dwight in this week's or this month's 148 Walking.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't read it yet, so yeah. I don't want to ruin it. But some interesting stuff going on there. I will say this. You know, when we posted this to the Facebook page, one of our fans, Arlie, he was like, now I want to see casting of the bat. So I went and found Robert Redford's bat from The Natural. And I posted the picture. I'm like, how about this? It had the little powerized.
Nice.
You know, so, you know, I think, you know.
It has to be a Louisville Slugger.
Yes.
It has to be.
The bat they choose and the way it looks will be just as important.
Oh, yeah.
With how Negan
it's got to have that barbed wire on it. I mean,
well, and it's got to have the barbed wire and like the bits of like viscera and things like that. Yeah. But like it has to look good. It can't look fake. It can't look like it's rubber barbed wire.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't buy into this guy being the badass that he is.
How would you feel if they introduced Negan to the show? But don't introduce him to the cast.
I'm okay with that as like, long do a as Negan they show centric him
episode.
I don't want to see a Negan centric episode. I want to see kind of like, you know how like they'll do that like in the background where you yeah. see like someone running, like maybe like as they're coming back to the community, right?
Yeah.
You see like Negan and Dwight and a couple other people like doing something horrible to yeah. some zombie or
okay.
someone yeah. that they found. And it's like, we know who it is, but like, Rick and Alexandria, they have no idea.
Yeah, exists. They haven't met them yet.
It's that danger, you know, kind of like the whispers going yeah. on right now. Like, what makes them terrifying is like they could have been there all along.
Yeah,
you have no idea.
You have no idea so, if they were there or not.
And I think like just kind of stealing that page, where it's like, you know, the only reason the wolves knew about the community was because of Aaron.
Right.
Right. Well, the idea that these people know everything about it already.
Yeah.
And like are kind of out there on the road, or maybe they find like a traveler, you know, and you know, do what they need to do. Yeah, that's cool and yeah. interesting. So I'm what I'm interested in is because in the comic, Negan and Carl have a really interesting relationship.
Yeah.
I just want to see like how Chandler Riggs works with Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I mean, because Jeffrey Dean Morgan is one of these guys who he does lift other people up in a scene because he's a really good actor. We haven't gotten a lot out of Chandler Riggs lately.
Yeah. I think
I hope they're saving him up for
still in school. So it's yeah. one of those things where, you know, when they're filming part of the year, he's in school.
Yeah.
And when they're, you know, part of the year, he's not in school. And it's one of those things where they have to work around, you know, he's a kid still. Right. I mean, yeah. so they have to work around his schedule too. And that, but you know, yeah, I hope to see a little bit more of Carl.
Yeah.
And that so and it, a cool thing would be if Enid was somehow tied to Negan.
Yeah,
would be yeah, an interesting like, thing to see.
Like she's a spy, or
yeah,
like you know, like because I mean they had that.
Yeah,
you know, I mean they had people elsewhere,
right,
and things like that. So,
something to look forward to.
I think
later half of the season.
And I think one thing that'll be different is like in the comic, right? Alexandria had like big clock tower,
right?
They had there was like a town like right outside of their wall that was very much like what Woodbury was on
right.
the show, not necessarily in the comic. Like I feel like they've kind of flipped the aesthetic right.
yeah
for the
show. Outside of
because
this
like,
town there's
it's
like
just
a couple
in the
burnt out houses yeah. in the woods.
It's
you know
yeah very much out of the way.
The Georgia woods that's supposed to be doubling as the District of Columbia.
That's okay. It's cheaper to shoot in Georgia.
Well you know? Of course yeah
everything shoots there now. But yeah, so I mean, interesting stuff. I will say it was probably outside of the Maggie and Aaron, you know, botched rescue mission.
Yeah,
because those were two of the cooler zombies they've had.
Oh yeah, the
sewer
swamp
zombies.
I called them swamp zombies.
Well, the one looked like Swamp Thing, and she was like,
yeah.
when her hand got stuck up inside him, it was like, first off, I think I might throw up. Which you know, normally doesn't happen, yeah. but it's like just the reaching trying up, to trying to out. Get through the skin. I'm like, oh God. So, and then like
at this point, none of this stuff grosses me out. Yeah.
But then Aaron being like stuck, like in the mud or
whatever. Oh yeah. Like he, yeah. when he fell yeah. into the, yeah.
So, I was happy cooler heads prevailed.
Yeah.
So,
not everybody rushes into the, you know, well, and it answered the question that everybody was probably asking, you know, that doesn't read the comic book, you know, why was Glenn acting so weird about her not leaving?
Right.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which follows the storyline of the comic pretty well.
Yeah. The only part of this storyline that's not following is she doesn't have, Sophie.
Yeah. Sophia.
Yeah.
Cause Sophia.
We have Carol instead. Well,
hey, you know.
Somebody's got to watch out for Carol too.
Carol will be their new adopted
daughter. Get her near the flower.
Carol will be the one in charge of training, you know, the baby up to be a badass.
She's got a couple babies to train.
She's the Yoda of the group.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that reminds me of something, but we'll get into that later. Okay, so, you know, Walking Dead, like, what was, I would consider, like, the least interesting episode so far.
Yeah.
Then, like, switching gears. Another comic book series, going to The Flash.
Yes, yeah.
Which was probably the best episode. Well, it was the best episode this season, for sure.
So far, it's been...
The last 10 minutes were literally game changer. And I know that term gets thrown around lightly. Literally game changer with Zoom battling Barry. It was epic. It's like, you know,
it's kind of Barry bit off more than he could chew.
Well, and he needed to do that.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you know, I'm Barry.
I beat everybody. Yeah.
Eddie beat Zoom for me. I got to beat somebody, which, you know, Joe bringing that up in the episode was great.
Pretty much putting it in there that Eddie beat Reverse Flash.
Yeah. Highlights of this episode, obviously the fight.
Yeah,
When he threw the lightning and he caught the lightning and redirected it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're watching Avatar right now. Avatar: The Last Airbender, the cartoon, not the horrible, horrible movie. In season two, something like that comes into play, you're gonna like poop your pants.
The coolest scene for me in this whole episode, Robert Queen is the Arrow.
Yeah,
in Earth 2.
So, I actually have a whole bunch of questions here, like, you know. When is Barry going to let everyone in Central City know he's the Flash? Okay.
Sooner than later, because they'll let the park know.
And she had the best reaction.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I made out with the Flash.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. It's very much what a jock like Linda Park would say. I don't think Linda Park is long for this world, but we'll get to that. So what Earth 2 character are we going to see next? I think we'll see Robert Queen as Green Arrow in a flashback.
I think it would be cool to see him and Jay Garrick interact.
I want to see Thomas Wayne as Batman now.
But you won't.
Well, or just hear about Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne.
Just something like, you know.
A mention of Thomas Wayne.
Yeah. Which would be interesting. Okay, so then who do you think will be the next fatality of the Flash gang? I know a lot of people think Patty Spivot is going to be the first one to go.
I actually came up with a better idea for her character watching it yesterday.
That she's working for Zoom?
That she's working for Zoom. Yeah. Yeah. I was sitting there going, what if she's like one of Zoom's agents? And that.
I think she's an Earth 2 person.
You
I
do?
I don't think she's an Earth 1 person. And I thought that from the beginning.
Okay.
I thought I mentioned that.
She showed up conveniently.
Yeah, just she conveniently showed up. She's like pressing all of the right buttons in Barry. It's like she's been watching him. Okay, so then, like, my last thing here that I've been thinking about a lot is who's going to be the next fatality in the Flash gang, or whatever they call themselves. I refuse to call them Scoobies. I think it's going to be the Earth 1 Linda Park is going to die.
More than likely.
And I think the Earth 2 Linda Park is going to step up and become the superhero version of Dr.
Light, right.
And, like, do right by Earth 1 Linda Park. Right. That's just my thought.
It's a likely possibility.
I think she adds an interesting character to everything. As far as, you know, the Flash universe goes.
Right.
You know, and with that group, like seeing their friend get murdered and then having to work with this doppelganger. It's a story that like is tailor made for like this writing team,
right? And it's interesting
because they're going through it with Harrison Wells right now,
right? Yeah, the Harrison Wells character. I think it would be interesting to see if they would follow along the course of, you know, Wally West is eventually supposed to show up,
right?
If him and Linda would get together, because they did get together in the comic books. And
I can see that happening with them both being heroes.
Right.
Instead of her being the reporter, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Because we already have Iris as the reporter and, you know.
Yeah. You can only have so many Lois Lanes running around.
Watching Earth One Linda Park train to be Dr. Light was hilarious. And then Cisco with his hobby.
Yes. Yes.
So well,
anything with Cisco has been fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that they're calling him Vibe.
Yeah. And him trying to get the vibe off of Harrison Wells was great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Well, and what did you think about Harrison Wells' daughter is Jessie Quick?
Do you think that's just a nod to like a little tip of the hat to the comic book fans? No. Or do you think she's a speedster?
I think she will be Jessie Quick.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen is that she's going to reveal to him that she was a metahuman because of the whatever he did in Earth 2.
Yeah.
Because obviously Earth 2,
well, it happened differently. The same thing, but it went underground.
Right.
So it's like the S.H.I.E.L.D. fish oil.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the one thing. I do want them to explore Earth 2 a little bit more.
Yes.
Because I know that Jay obviously probably did not get his powers from the same accident.
Is Jay going back and forth between Earth
2? I don't
think
so.
Or is he stuck on Earth
1? I think he's just walking around Earth 1.
Where does he live? Does he have an apartment?
Does he have a job? Yeah.
You know?
Does Earth 2 money work on Earth 1?
You know, these are the questions.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I think they should do an episode that is
focused on Jay.
And shows what Earth 2 and Earth 1, the difference is.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where we would see a flashback with Jamie Sheridan playing Green Arrow.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I sitting there thinking about it, I want to see them do that comic more than I want to see like Green Arrow season 2.1 or whatever they do.
Yeah.
I would like to see them just do
Earth 2.
Yeah. You know,
Flash Universe Earth 2.
Yeah. The Flash Arrow universe.
Yeah. Flaro. Yeah. You know, like the Flash keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Arrow. I know you haven't watched this
week. I haven't watched this week. Yeah.
Arrow keeps getting better. It's, you know, they found their stride.
Oh, right. Like, yeah.
You know, it's the same production teams, more or less. It's the same writing teams, more or less. You know, Greg Berlanti.
Right.
Obviously. It's
Greg Berlanti being in charge of these people, he's finding quality people because Supergirl's been decent, too. And I know the ratings dropped this week, but that's kind of a normal thing that happens.
That happens. But, I mean, it didn't drop, like, 90%.
The whole thing with Reactron.
Yeah.
And Superman showed up.
Right.
Superman showed up and I'm like,
and that's the perfect way to use Superman.
Yeah.
Like to not see him, but his boots and cape and like, you know, well, the blue and the red.
You know, I told my girlfriend, I said, the coolest thing about that episode, you know, it was a great episode. Mm-hmm. The coolest thing was when they talk.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want more
over
of
the
that.
Chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would like them to do that more often just for the fact that, you know, they always mention Superman or the Boy in Blue or, you know, whatever.
Your cousin.
Well, that's Cat.
And then Jimmy totally like outing Clark
in
front of the little nerd kid. And
you know who that is, don't you?
No.
Winslow Schott is the Toy Man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Winslow Schott is the Toy Man. Duh. And I'm like, wait a minute. The Toy Man's working for Cat Grant. In the comic books, the Toy Man killed Cat Grant's son.
Yeah.
But and that's another thing. I want them to explore Cat Grant's past.
Yeah.
Because obviously she has an issue with the Daily Planet.
Yeah.
And
I want to know what
happened with the Daily Planet. Because she worked for him, and now she doesn't.
I mean, she's a competitor. She's like trying to take it over.
And then, of course, I'm looking forward to the Supergirl Flash crossover because you know it's going to happen.
I don't think it'll happen this season.
It's not going to happen.
They've been talking
this season,
it's not going to happen. But like,
well, we have to have a Flash Supergirl race.
Yeah.
That
would be awesome. But Barry would kill her. I mean, let's just be honest. Like in a race, not literally.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, now I'm going to talk about a spoiler thing here real quick for the next couple of minutes. So if you're listening, just pop ahead. You know, now. So the whole fight with Zoom and Barry.
Yeah.
Lends me to believe the identity of Zoom is Earth 2 Henry Allen.
You
and
think it's
he
Henry?
He doesn't know that Barry Allen of Earth 1 is the Flash.
Really?
Because I think he would have stopped short of what he did with breaking his back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think that's why he hates Harrison Wells, is because Barry died in some accident, or maybe
in like,
the collider gave him some speed force or a connection to the speed force. It'll be really interesting to see one, how quickly Barry heals.
Yeah.
Cause like they can't drag that out. It can't go more than an episode.
Well, it'll be, you know, probably this episode. And then by the end of this episode, I bet he's back on his feet.
I think it'll be like,
what, we got a couple weeks until the mid season. Yeah.
Like, well,
and we already know he's on his feet. Left.
We've
seen pictures of him with the Hawks, so we know he's on his feet.
And then what I think is going to happen is, because he's paralyzed, it's going to be in his head for this whole next episode, and then something's going to happen at the end where he has to get out of the chair.
Right.
And like he'll like regain his...
Well, it's
obvious he'll get
something
his
groove with
back.
Grodd.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean Grodd coming back.
That's cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
kind of a killer 1-2 punch. I hope we don't see Zoom again until the mid-season finale.
I think that'll be what happens.
And even then, just kind of like touch base with Zoom. Like, I don't want to see him like attacking.
And the thing that I'm wondering is, Cisco shot him with slowdown stuff. So will he be trapped on Earth 1 for a little while?
Maybe, yeah.
And then will they have to reveal his identity because of that?
Yeah.
And yeah, it could be. I, on the other hand, think it's Barry Allen of Earth 2.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's another popular decision, but
there's a lot of like, you know, things out there guessing who it is and that, and I think it's cool that they cast Tony Todd
as the voice
to throw you off of who it could be.
One, because he can modulate his voice and it's just modulated to be, but like the design of that character is terrifying.
Yeah.
Like his face.
Well, the cool thing is it's kind of a cross between the Flash and Black Flash, which was death in the comic books. You know, the Speed Force had its own death in the comic books, and it was literally a Flash suit that was black with a skull face.
Right.
And it's like, okay, this is the perfect crossover of those two.
So here's my only issue with the costume. It's exactly like Barry's.
Just and that's
black.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand Zoom, or not Zoom, Eobard Thawne's Reverse Flash being just like Barry's. Because, like, he grew up you know, it was in the same universe. But the fact that it is exactly the same, it's just black, it's like, come on, guys, that's lazy.
Unless it is Barry Allen, and I mean, the suit just follows the...
But Barry didn't make the suit. Is there a Cisco Ramon on Earth, too?
There might have been a Cisco Ramon.
But
he didn't work for Harrison Wells, obviously.
No, Harrison Wells is
Wells, that's the whole thing, is like, Harrison Wells is Harrison Wells.
Yeah.
It is not Eobard Thawne.
No. And they have to keep remembering that.
Right.
Because, like, you know, it's like, the man who killed my mom's face is walking around. It's like, well, kinda.
But not the man who killed your mom.
That wasn't the man who killed your mom. It was a
mask.
He
was already dead.
Yeah. So he got his brain sucked out a la.
He was a damn walker.
Yeah. But anyway, no, I just think the Flash has been killing it.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun. I look so forward to Tuesdays and Wednesday morning when I watch it when I first think. But yeah, and then are you caught up on Rebels real quick?
Yeah. Okay. Well, not this week's.
So, not to spoil anything, the coolest thing about this week's episode was they finally introduced the B-Wing.
Right. Yeah. I've seen the pictures of it. It was on the original trailer for the whole season.
Right. And they called it the Blade Wing. It was developed by this Mon Calamari guy who lived on a planet that ships couldn't fly on.
Okay.
So it was really, really
cool.
Well,
the Mon Calamari thing kind of follows the original thing. So that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, the Mon Calamari have, like, you know, really been involved with the Rebellion.
From the beginning. One of the originals.
So it was cool to see that for sure.
Admiral Akbar's Mon Calamari.
Right. The fact that it was so powerful was interesting.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't remember them being that powerful.
Well, they didn't. I mean, you know, obviously during the battle of the Death Star, over Endor, there wasn't much time to go analyzing the ships that were flying around.
Right.
There weren't many B-Wing fighters in that battle.
That was the thing, is they had to get to a point where they can manufacture them. Because right. I mean, this was a prototype. The one thing I loved about it was the cockpit that Hera was in basically was stationary. Like, and then it flew around it. Which was just cool. It was like one of the things that really stood out to me.
Yeah, that's the way they were designed. Yeah. I mean, I guess
it just really stood out.
Right. Well, I mean, I had that ship. I still have that ship from when I was a kid.
Yeah, I never had
and anyway. It literally, that pod stays stationary. Yeah. You spin the thing. I mean, obviously you can spin the pod, which every kid did. But, right. I mean, the pod was stationary and the ship was the thing that moved around the pod.
Right. Right.
Which would, I'm curious to see how they talk about that.
Yeah, cool. So one of the big things that I wanted to talk about today was source material. Like, how important is it to stick to the source material? You know, for things like The Walking Dead, for things like The Flash, for things like Arrow.
Bad Arrow.
you know, in the news this week, Jim and the Holograms, which, you know, when we were kids, that was a huge cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it was one that, you know, boys and girls could watch, right. I think.
And it got pulled from the movie theater.
Right. Well, I had no interest in it.
Well, no.
It didn't look like Jim, first of all.
Well, it was more like the Josie and the Pussycats movie, where they kind of found a group, I guess. Now, full disclosure, neither one of us saw this movie.
Right, yeah.
Neither one of us were the target market for this movie. I mean, we're both in our...
Was there a target market for this movie?
I don't know. I mean, you just turned 40. I'm going to be 38 in a couple weeks. It's one of these things where...
I seen one commercial on TV for it the whole time. That, like, you know, it was being commercialized for release.
Right.
And I don't even think that was on anything that was genre-based.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on something else.
So, anyway. So, like, things like that. The Fantastic Four is another great example where they get the source material.
Definitely, like, I still haven't seen that, in case anybody's wondering. So, I will probably see it when it comes out on Blu-ray.
You'll buy it on Black Friday or something
like that. I was going to say, if it's out before Black Friday and it's $5 on Blu-ray, I probably will purchase it.
Yeah. Anyway, I think what happens, and you asked the perfect question, why don't studios listen to the fans?
Yeah.
That's a double-pronged thing, right? Not listening to the fans. They shouldn't listen to the fans for everything.
Well, my opinion is you don't listen to the fans to the point where you take everything they say biblically, mm-hmm. because there are shows that have done that and it totally screws.
Cause not everything translates from page to screen.
Right. Yeah. But when you have people who were fans of the show over the whole, like, last year, when the movie was being made,
right?
You know, we're talking about Jim, obviously, right. not Fantastic Four. When people were saying, this is nothing like the original. There's nothing that even is, you know, besides the names of the characters, you know, there's nothing tying this to the original. Nobody's going to care. And that was coming out from a lot of, like, fan groups and stuff like that. And that's what the thing is. There are a lot of fan groups out there. It's the same thing with Transformers. And G.I. Joe, the problems were there is the fact that, you know, we are the fans. Mm-hmm. We pay the money to see these. And I know that they pay the money to make them.
Right.
But they have to make their money back.
Right.
And the fact is you have to have a group of people that you just say, hey, does this sound close to what you want to see? Is this, you know, like, have people sign non-disclosure. Yeah. Agreements. And
well, I mean,
say,
that's what focus groups are for. Yeah, you go out and you find your target demographic.
Yeah, but
and
you don't
want to
spend your money on the movie and then do a focus group. You want to do the focus group when you have that script.
Yeah.
And just say, read this and tell us if it feels like
especially
it.
When they're going so far off the reservation.
Oh, yeah.
Like G.I. Joe did not stick to the source material.
No, it just was, you know, it kind of
the
used
second,
the source
the
material.
One with The Rock was probably closer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But with the one with The Rock felt more like the A-Team than G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Because they were, you know, on the run.
Recruiting a bunch of people and...
But like the A-Team, the movie, it wasn't great.
It was very similar to the show.
But it was fun. The show was fun, you know.
Charlotte a lot of tongue-in-cheek action and they, you know, kind of nod it to the original, especially if you watch the director's cut. There's a few nods to the original. And the fact that you know, it wasn't trying to be the original. It did a better job of being close to the original.
Right.
They weren't trying to, you know, just be a copycat of the A-Team. They were wanting to do their own story. But we have these characters. We know what they were played like before.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things where if you're going to do a G.I. Joe movie or a Transformers movie or a Jim movie, go watch the damn cartoons. Just go watch them. Go read the comic
just
books.
Just to understand.
Just to know what your characters are. Pick out the characters that people like and that, and make sure they're cool.
Right.
Snake Eyes did not have enough screen time in those movies. He had screen time, but it's like, you know, Snake Eyes should have been played with more. Snake Eyes is the badass G.I. Joe character.
Right.
And it's like, there should have been more with him, and he wasn't doing crazy shit.
I don't feel like he was badass enough.
No, no. And I mean, they cast the perfect person to play him, because Ray Park is an awesome, you know, martial artist, and they didn't use him.
Storm Shadow on the other side. Yeah. We saw tons of Storm Shadow.
But he wasn't Storm Shadow. It wasn't the Storm Shadow that, you know, you felt like.
Right.
Because, and I mean, they acknowledged that more in the second one with them and the, you know, the clan and everything. That, you know, why weren't they doing this?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a sad thing to see that, you know, you have an audience. You know you have an audience. Yeah. Fantastic Four had a built-in audience.
Yeah.
What went wrong? They didn't listen to anybody. You know, the director did not care.
No. And I mean,
literally from what, you know, you guys discussed it, everything I read about it,
yeah,
the director didn't care, didn't give two shits.
And I mean,
what
he was indignant
says.
About it to the point where he's like, I've told my people not to read the comics. I don't want them doing this. I don't want them doing that. Like, we're not making a superhero movie. It's like, well, then what are you making?
Do not call it Fantastic Four if you're not making a superhero movie. Do not let Marvel be at the beginning of it if you're not making a superhero movie.
So,
because Marvel is synonymous with superheroes.
And so that leads to something for me that, like, I've said it before on the show, the Hulk, Ang Lee's Hulk.
Yeah.
If the character looked different and they called it, you know, Rage Monster.
Right.
People would have raved about that movie.
Right, yeah.
But it wasn't a Hulk movie.
No, it wasn't. You know? It was not a Hulk
movie. Whereas then you look at, like, the one Edward Norton did. Stuck much closer to the source material, and not just from the Bill Bixby TV show, but from the comic, you know, because the Bill Bixby TV show, like, definitely took liberties.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and obviously it's not as much as a thing as it is now. I mean, there's the internet now where we can voice our opinions, and
I mean, we're doing it right now,
yeah. But they hear our opinions before the movies come out,
right?
And they still let
they hear our opinions while they're filming,
right?
Because stuff leaks, like, you know, Bane's voice is a great example.
Yeah,
like that first trailer that came out, like, and everyone's like, I can't understand. You know, it's like, well, nobody understands what he's saying because it's so muffled. Like, what are they going to do about this?
Well, and the problem with that is too that I don't think they take into account the movie theater,
right?
You know, and it's like, you understand Bane a lot more at home on your TV than you do in a movie theater.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched the movie a couple times. Yeah, you understand him. I'm like, oh, that's what he was saying.
I mean, you and I will both, like, liberally jump into, like, our crappy Bane impersonations.
Yeah.
Just to have a random conversation.
All right.
You know, it drives Angel and the kid nuts.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
But
you have to put your hand over your face and talk like this.
And you have to be... just understanding's reckoning.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, and we know we do crappy Bane imitations. That's the fun of it.
Or do we do crappy Bane?
Anyway. You know, it's just this whole thing of, you know, you have these audiences. You have people that want to see things. Like the last Transformers movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there were ways they could have done that.
Could I have back the 2 hours and 40 minutes of my life? That...
Well, like, okay, so you take it. Instead of Mark Wahlberg being some random farmer out in the field, right?
Yeah.
He's a disgruntled ex-partner of Stanley Tucci's character.
Sure.
All of a sudden, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you cut out the daughter. You cut out the Irish kid who has an Irish accent, like, a quarter of the time. You know, the boyfriend.
That knew how to drive cars.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have Sam Witwicky.
You don't kill... you don't kill TJ Miller. You know,
yeah, that was one of those things that kind of threw off the entire movie, that, you know, this likable guy was killed off so fast.
And then, you know, what took away the gravity of that is nobody else died.
Right. Yeah.
So, like,
not even any of the Transformers.
No. Although I will say the one thing I did enjoy about the last Transformers movie is they finally killed Ratchet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You don't like Ratchet?
Well, no, and I mean, my two favorite Transformers of all time, Jazz and Ironhide.
Okay.
Both gone.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Like, and Jazz met a horrible end. He got ripped apart by Megatron. And then Leonard Nimoy turned Ironhide into dust.
Dust, right.
So, yeah. So sad.
He's crying here. Wow. Oh,
tears. Anyway.
I have no sympathy for any Transformers, though.
No, but anyway, I mean, but these.
But I will direct the next movie in case they want to.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, he's
maybe
gonna,
because I have no sympathy.
He's gonna go to film school.
Do you really need to, in this day and age? Do you need to go to film school? I mean, there's people making movies that are probably better than some of the stuff that's being made in theaters. Perfect example: the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers things that Katie Sackhoff was in.
Yeah, that was great.
I mean, that was just a bunch of fans doing it, and it was like, I want to go see this movie.
I would love to see that movie.
Yeah, and I'm not a big Mighty Morphin Power Ranger fan, but I'm like,
we missed that. We were just old enough.
I watched
that wasn't,
it. Well, no, I did watch it.
I'm not saying I didn't watch it. But right. I'm just saying we were just old enough where like the toys for that weren't like, oh, we have to have all the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger toys.
Yeah. It was more just a show to watch for entertainment purposes.
Right. I mean, we were discovering girls at that point, so it's like, oh, well.
Wow, yeah, that's true.
So, it's like, oh, hey, girls, they don't want to talk to me.
I think I might have been paying her car payment at that point.
But, I mean, so, like, source material, it's so important because, like, you know, again, and part of the whole point of this podcast is talking about how comic books inform the rest of popular culture. And to take something, you know, like, yes, Jim was a cartoon. It's had comics throughout the years. It has a comic right now.
I mean, it has a comic going on right now that, like, you know, everybody seems to be enjoying. But, you know, it's a punch in the face when you put a movie out that doesn't help the comic book.
And we live in a world with the internet. How do you fail that bad? How, after 3 weeks, does a movie only make $2.1 million
and get pulled from the theater?
And have to get pulled. Yeah. How does that happen?
They don't care.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
Gesundheit. So, you know, like,
this has happened over the years, many times.
When I brought up this topic to you earlier, and I was like, you know, what are some of the other ones that you could think of?
I was teasing you.
You mentioned Hudson Hawk. And like, yeah. I fully recognize it.
You almost fell off the couch when I mentioned Hudson Hawk.
But I've never not said that it's.
I can give you a really good example of this, actually, of this whole thing, is The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah.
That is probably the best example of screwing the source material. I mean, you know, and you can compare it to, you know, it's an Alan Moore book.
Right.
And you can compare it to Watchmen because it's another one where a movie was made.
Right.
Watchmen followed the source material.
But the important thing about Watchmen is it made a change where it needed to the end, because that would have never worked on the screen.
Right. Like, well, in the era of the day is another thing. Whereas with League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, they just said, screw it, and just, you know, finish the movie. I mean, that movie retired Sean Connery. And literally, he said he didn't want to do movies after that.
Yeah.
And it's like, that tells you how bad of an adaptation that was.
Right.
And that's, you know, I'm dropping the mic pretty much on it.
Pipe bomb. So
I mean, I don't really even know what else to say.
It's so frustrating. I mean, especially, I think as comic book fans, we get frustrated because
I get more frustrated as a movie fan. I was a movie fan before I was ever a comic book fan.
Okay, so let me reword that. As comic book fans who are also, because I mean, I'm a huge movie fan as well. Right. I mean, I'm always telling you about the weird movies I find on Netflix or Amazon, and, you know, vice versa. But as someone who is a comic book fan and an avid collector and reader, when you see this happen, I think it's even more frustrating. Like, if I was just a movie fan, then it's like, you know what, screw it. I don't know anything necessarily about that.
Well, and that's the whole thing with Fantastic Four was the idea that, you know, okay, it's a different story.
Fair
and
enough.
When I heard about it, I was like, okay, cool. I want to see this. You know, I want to see Michael B. Jordan playing Johnny Storm in that. But then you started seeing stuff from it and reading stuff about it. And it's like, I don't care anymore now.
The biggest problem with that is they de-aged them. They brought them back to a point where like they would have not had.
You don't need origin stories all the time.
No.
If anybody from a studio is listening to this or writers, you do not always need an origin story. We know the origins. Most people out there know the origins because they've seen Fantastic Four with Chris Evans. Mm-hmm. They've seen Fantastic Four with Michael B. Jordan.
Right.
And we know that they get their powers by some reason. Just jump into the story. Maybe do a little flashback.
Again, I'll reference the Edward Norton Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
They did it in the opening sequence.
Opening credits, right.
Done. Like, I don't need to see Uncle Ben killed again.
Right.
I don't need to see Crime Alley again. I don't need to see Jor-El and the goddamn Kryptonians ever again.
Yeah. Like, it's the truth.
Let's get into it where they're the heroes. And Marvel is allegedly Ant-Man was the last origin story. And like you could even argue that Ant-Man wasn't even an origin story. Like it was for Scott Lang's Ant-Man, but like you know, Hank Pym had been Ant-Man for decades, and you know.
Yeah, and it's the thing is it was more Scott Lang's origin than
but
it
we
was
didn't
anything.
Have to go through.
But with Doctor Strange, it's like, is there going to be a little bit of an origin?
Well, and they said they're going to hop in. He's already the Sorcerer Supreme.
Right, but so, they're shooting stuff in Nepal now, which would
be
flashback.
That's flashback, which is fine.
And that's the way that I think that some of these stories should be told.
Because if Ant-Man would have had 40 minutes of bullshit science, like it would not have been the same movie.
Right.
So
we got our origin story for Hank Pym's Ant-Man when he walked into the Triskelion being built and, you know, pretty much said, I'm done with this.
You are trying to steal my work.
Right.
I don't trust any of you people. And Howard Stark beat it.
I mean, the perfect example of jumping into a story and then showing bits of the origin is Tim Burton's Batman.
Yeah.
They literally jump into that story. There's no, like, origin story for Batman except for a flashback, and it ties into the Joker.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they tied it into the Joker and didn't make a joke chill, but, you know, but it worked for the time.
Exactly. I mean, and another Fantastic Four thing. We don't always need Doctor Doom in the movies.
Well, no, and so when you came over, the Kidbot and I on the HBO Now,
watching
we had
Silver Surfer.
Rise of the Silver Surfer, just because I was thinking about this topic, and you know, like Galactus.
Yeah.
Or like Green Lantern, Parallax.
Parallax, yes.
They're both giant clouds.
Do you know why they're giant clouds?
Because it's cheaper to make
it's a
giant
cheap
cloud.
Special
than it is
effect.
But here's the problem, is... There's no,
or I should say, it was a cheap special effect.
Right.
Now they can do giants. I mean, we've seen it in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. They can do giants. So I expect the next Fantastic Four movie to have Galactus in it and him be a giant character.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No. But like, so it's this cloud, and it's like, you know what? Instead of going that way, go with the Mole Man.
Yeah.
You know, Skrulls.
There's enough villains out there that they can use.
You know,
yeah.
Like, the go to the negative zone, like in earnest, and not like
Annihilus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Inhumans, which you know now Marvel has taken them back, but
well, sure, like, and you know, well, they have the Kree too.
And I'm gonna say about the negative zone in Josh Trank's Fantastic Four movie, where did Doom get cloth? That's all I gotta say.
You keep saying that.
Like, he has this
and
cloak.
I haven't watched it yet, so I can't tell you.
He got shrink-wrapped into his own suit, like his space suit, but, like, that was it. Like, he fell off into the goo. There were no trees. There was no, you know.
Matthew McConaughey showed up looking for Matt Damon, you know, gave him the cloth and said, here, you can have this, drive a Lincoln.
All right. But yeah, so, you know, I'm really interested to hear what other people have to say about this. Like, are we way off base? Are we, like, too big of Uber nerds where, like, this really shouldn't bother us? Or are we the stewards of storytelling to help other people understand, like, hey, there's another side to this?
Right. Well, and the thing is I meet people who enjoy these movies, and I'm like, you enjoy that movie? I said, check this book out. Check this out. You know, go back and look at this.
Right.
You might like this too. And I've had people who come back and go, oh yeah, you know what? That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then other people go, I still like the movies.
Yeah, which is fair.
Which is fine. And, I mean,
like, I think as long as you're consuming superhero content, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, because that means more of it's going to get made.
Right.
But
I guess I'm just aggressive about this subject.
You're so aggressive about it. You're like, urgh.
Well, it pisses me off as a moviegoer. And it should. I pay the money sometimes to see these movies. I literally had no interest in Jim. I was very interested in Fantastic Four and got turned off to Fantastic Four. And it wasn't because anybody had seen it.
Right.
It was just for the fact that hearing the interviews about everything that happened.
It was the drama that played out for months.
Behind the scenes.
On Facebook. You know.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's drama on movies all the time. And you know there's drama. I mean,
right.
Christian Bale chewed somebody out on Terminator, but it didn't stop me from going to see Terminator. But hearing stories about not caring about what was the story.
And actively bashing the story.
Yeah.
So, and, you know.
And then not wanting to even put your name on the movie.
And you know what? Then don't.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the Alan Smithy.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, all right.
That guy's directed more movies than anybody else.
And never won an award.
No,
poor bastard. Should. He should. He's won some Razzies.
Raspberry. Yeah, I was going to say a raspberry.
All right, so, you know, that's enough about that. There were a lot of comics out this week.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. We counted through. You got, what, 24?
Well, I haven't got them yet.
Well, you're getting I'll be 24. Yeah. You'll be working on Saturday.
I'll be working at Queen City Comics on Saturday. If anybody's listening, come on by.
Go see Johnny. Buy some books. I got 18 this week.
Yours are mainly swaying toward the Marvel.
And so there's a reason for that. I don't know what Marvel books I'm going to read because they got rid of there's an all-new X-Men book coming out. I'll get
right,
that.
Which is different.
There's the Guardians of the Galaxy, which is different. I don't know if I'm going to keep reading it or not. The Cyclops books ended. What else was I reading? Uncanny X-Men is now done.
Right.
You know,
Spider-Man.
I have Spider-Man. I always get Spider-Man. But, you know.
You're buying Spider-Man like I buy Green Lantern and Flash.
But I actually read them. So.
Oh! Okay. Yeah.
Did you get all new different? All new, all different Avengers.
I think I do have that on my list.
You do. So,
yeah.
I got all new Wolverine, mainly because it's not Logan.
Is that why?
That was one
Isn't
of the
he
majors.
In a flashback in that
book? I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's. I'm going to read it this week. We both got back to the future.
I think he's in a flashback in that book.
Yeah. Batman and Robin Eternal. I just decided I'm just going to buy it every week, even though I keep saying I'm not going to. But I guess I'm
Is there a reason why you're buying it every week? I mean,
I actually like it.
Do you like
it? It's an interesting story.
Well, right. Yeah. It's the thing with weekly books that, you know, I worry about with weekly books. Do you just buy it because, or do you buy it because you're actually liking the story?
So on Wednesdays, the kid gets out of school like an hour early, right? So I go to the shop and I go pick her up. I wait in the car and I read Batman and Robin Eternal while I'm waiting for her.
Okay.
Like, it's the first thing I pull out of the bag.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I was doing with 52.
Right.
But then I fell into the countdown trap. And the countdown wasn't as good as 52 was.
Right.
And if you haven't read these, check 52 out. It is definitely an awesome story. It takes place over the period of a year. And it was published over the period of a year.
So,
it was just a good story.
Pre-New 52 and everything like that. Yeah. Pre-Flashpoint. Okay, and then we both got Captain America White. We both got Back to the Future. Did you get Faster Than Light?
Yeah, I got that's on my list.
The second issue, this was Faster Than Light 3. The second issue was really cool.
I still haven't read that one. I read the first issue, and I really enjoyed it, so.
We both got Secret Wars.
What was it? God Damned is...
Yeah.
It's a new... I think it's Jason Aaron.
Uh-huh. And it's Image, right?
Yeah, I think it's an Image book in that, but it was just seeing who the writer was. Yeah.
Well, because Jason Aaron's not exclusive to Marvel anymore.
No. No, Jason Aaron
I think he's left Marvel altogether.
He's still writing a few of the books.
Okay.
A few of the new, all new books.
Yeah.
And that, but Jason Aaron is pretty awesome when he's writing his own stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't read a lot of his Marvel stuff in that, but reading his own stuff, like Southern Bastard, is a really good book.
Right.
And that, you were telling me, did you read Superman American Alien?
I did, and I really liked it. And I mean, it's been
documented. Did you just pick it up because it's Superman? Or?
Well, I mean, it's been documented. I'm not a big Superman fan on this right. show. Yeah. I picked it up strictly because of the concept.
Okay.
It's seven issues, so I know I'm not...
Oh, okay. I didn't know that it was...
So I know I'm not buying into, you know, a 30-issue run. Or, long-term even worse, a 14-issue run that gets canceled.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. I read that. Like, yeah, DC had a good week for me between Batman and Robin.
Oh, they actually got Superman. Some of your money this week?
Two books?
two books. Instead of one, it was two books. Well here's
I mean, I only buy the Robin books.
Right. So. But Superman, American Alien sounded interesting. Did you read the Lois and Clark book?
No.
Okay, I just read that this week.
Yeah.
I had picked it up a few weeks ago, and I was sitting there, and I'm like, I'm going to read it. It was really good, but it's the thing that you're talking about. I probably will get it in a trade paperback.
Right.
And Dan Jurgens is writing it,
yeah.
So it's really solid Superman, but it's taking place in the New 52 universe. Except that it's Lois and Clark from maybe the pre-New 52 universe.
Okay.
They have a kid. And they're living in this universe and having to stay hidden, but still being Superman.
So it's like the Marvel Secret Wars, like Renew Your Vows Spider-Man thing, where like they're hiding, and like they're a family.
They're literally living on a farm, running it. Lois is writing books,
okay,
but she's using the written by X. She's not using her name.
Nice.
Superman Clark is still performing super feats.
Okay.
But he's wearing a black suit with a gray or silver S on it.
Oh, okay.
And he has a full beard.
Ah. What's with Superman and kid, Bruce Wayne?
The kid does not know that he is Superman or that he has any ability.
Okay.
And that, so the first issue when they introduce him, he's just a normal kid.
I might try and pick that up then.
I'm definitely gonna pick up the trade. I don't know if I'll pick up
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you do fall into the hole of, you know, buying a lot of books. And, you know, obviously I do get a lot of books, but
I mean, we both get a lot of books just in general.
Well, my whole thing is, and especially with number ones, I like to test out what's coming and see if there's something that's going to be like the next thing I want to read. The next Walking Dead, the next Why the Last Man. The next
Invincible. Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely that whole thing where it's like, you know, I've become more proactive on buying number ones just to try them out, for the fact that I didn't do that and I missed out on some stuff.
And like, aside from Marvel with all different right now, we have Vertigo a whole all new, all different with a whole new line of comics. So I'm trying to buy as many of those. Then we had Limbo from Image this week, which, you know, anything that has cassette tapes, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna check this one out.
Yeah.
Darth Vader number 12. It was the last issue in this current arc.
Which are they running behind on Vader Down now?
Vader Down starts next week or next week. Month, whatever.
Well, it's supposed to be this month, isn't it?
Well, then it might be this month. I don't remember when it's coming out. I got Illuminati number one from Marvel. It's a villain.
Illuminati.
Yeah. I picked up the Ultimates number one.
You literally did almost every number one from Marvel this week, right?
We both got Web Warriors. Yeah. There was one that I didn't get. What was it?
I don't think that I...
Maybe not. Yeah, you didn't get it. I
kind of avoided a lot of that. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's falling into a trap.
Yeah.
Web Warriors looks interesting for the fact that it's Spider-Man from parallel universes traveling around trying to
fix things. It'll probably be just this one issue.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't crazy about the Web Warriors Secret War stuff.
Right.
I did not get Uncanny Avengers number two, which came out this week. I got the first one. It's just not one I want to invest my money into.
Well, sure, yeah. For you, it is, you know, because you've been buying a lot of Marvel books. So it's going to be one of those things where if you don't pick up that number two, you know it's not a book you're getting.
I had this weird renaissance of Marvel over the last 3 years. Where, right. I mean, I went 10 years with I only bought Amazing Spider-Man, and that was the only Marvel book I
read. And then you started picking up other stuff and just trying it out? Or
and then I fell back into the X-Men post House of M.
Sure.
You know, I really got into it with like the whole like Schism and then AVX.
Which was an excellent story.
Really brought me back to the X universe.
Right.
So those are the books I'm really interested to see what happens. Something happened with adult Cyclops in the little 8-month gap between Secret Wars and now. So I'm hopeful to learn what that is sooner rather than later.
He's dead.
Well,
he's dead.
I mean, they keep talking like he's dead.
The Phoenix ate him.
Yeah. But and in what happened to him in Secret Wars.
Well, right. Yeah. So,
But yeah, Secret Wars was really good this week. It was a total filler issue, though.
Oh, okay.
Which is the problem. It's like, this should have been the final issue, right? 6 issues.
Was it 7 issues? Was it an original? Oh, right. I thought it was supposed to be an 8-issue arc.
Was it 8? No, it was supposed to be six or seven. No, 9 is like the second issue they added. We can go back and check on that. Yeah. But, you know.
Lately, Marvel's been running like 8-issue arcs on their miniseries.
Well, that way they can do 2 trades.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Spider-Man 2099, we both picked up the number 3. Have you read any of it yet?
I read the first issue. I liked it.
The second issue was better than the first issue. And the first issue was good. So I'm excited to see this one. But yeah, like we both got Unity. We both got Walking Dead. You got Descender. And I had it on my list originally. And I started thumbing through it in the store. And I said, you know what? I'm going to wait and just buy the trades of that one.
Right. What number was it up to now?
7.
It's up to 7.
So this is the kickoff of the second story arc.
Yeah.
You know, the other one that I get that I don't think you get is Drifter.
Yeah, I don't get Drifter.
So
I don't even know what Drifter is.
And this was just Drifter number 9. This was the last issue in this story arc. And now it's going back on hiatus, so it won't be back until April.
Wow. That's a long gap.
But it was a really fulfilling end to this part of the story. Okay. So, yeah. You know, lots of cool comics out, lots of cool movies. We're going to go see Charlie Brown tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys are going to go see that?
I skipped Spectre. I'm just going to wait and watch it when it hits Netflix or whatever.
Because of the word?
Yeah, you know, I talked to some people who saw it, and you know, they're like, you will be much happier if you can pause this. Like, just knowing me.
Wow. Okay.
Like, if you can pause it and go do something else or have it on in the background, you'll enjoy this movie much more than sitting in the movie theater. Yeah. Which is great to have people that know me that well. It just saved me a few dollars.
Yeah, I'm going to try and check out Peanuts soon, too.
Yeah. We got our Star Wars tickets. To Kill a Mockingjay.
Wow.
Whatever. The Hunger Games opens up soon. Jessica Jones comes out in about a week.
Is that popping up next week?
Next Friday, yeah.
The 20th. Do not expect me to watch the whole thing. Like right away. So you will be.
I'll probably stay up overnight.
Right.
Well, I didn't. So,
I can't do that.
I did that with not comic book related, but Aziz Ansari.
Oh, that history.
His Master of None.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep. It was like 11:30, and I was like, you know what? I'll put this on. I'll probably fall asleep because, like, you know, just it's new and whatever. You know, five hours later, I've completed the entire run.
Wow.
Like, you know, and it's like,
was it half hour episodes?
Yeah, little half hour episodes.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
Yeah.
I loved it. Like, I'd love the ending too, which I'm not going to spoil for anybody, but not what you would expect.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's.
Meanwhile, I'm stuck in Avatar land for the next couple weeks.
I'm jealous.
Because I'm discovering it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
telling Kidbot, yep.
Yeah, that was hilarious because she looked at you like, wait, you don't know about that.
Yeah, I do.
She looked at you like, we've talked about this before, and you don't watch that.
And you
show.
And I have talked about, you know, I'm there's characters I'm liking and characters that I just now have caught on to who everybody is.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I just finished season 1 last night. So.
Oh, okay. So you got to the whole point with the moon and the earth.
Yeah, the moon and the earth.
The moon and the sea spirit. You saw a minor introduction to Zuko's sister there at the very
end.
Yes. She's the main villain for pretty much the rest of the series.
Okay.
Azula is her name.
Yeah.
She is one of the greatest villains ever.
Well, even when Zuko's talking about her, you're like, okay, she sounds like she could be the worst person in the world.
She's literally the worst person in the world.
Yeah.
Like,
in their world.
And she's terrifying.
Yeah.
So, like, she's differentiated from all other firebenders because she bends blue flames.
Okay.
Because that's how hot her hatred is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, like, so with this next season, you'll be introduced to Azula and then her two best friends, which I'm not going to spoil anything about that right. for you. Toph, who is going to end up being Aang's earthbending teacher.
Is that the blind?
Yeah, the blind girl. So, yeah, okay.
See, I know some of this because I've walked into your house in the episodes of the and that. So it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, I vaguely remember certain things about it. Right. But like I don't think I had seen any of the first season.
No.
At all coming into your house, yeah. But like stuff with Toph, I do remember Toph, and that, you know, I really am enjoying the character.
The whole scope of the story is
the one thing I did text you. I don't know if you've seen that text that I pointed out that I felt like Thundercats, reintroduction of Thundercats. I'm watching this going. Wow, the Thundercats really was similar to
them. They borrowed a lot.
Yeah, they did borrow a lot. I literally was like naming off who characters were similar to to my girl. So, you know, it was like one of those things where it's like, because she's watched episodes of Avatar, so she knows the universe a little bit. But like, you know, it's fun.
So you have Avatar and then you have Korra to watch. I'm so jealous.
I'm literally going to watch it all together. So, you know, run it into each other.
That's great.
And then I'll be like, wait, I want more!
And then
you can have to buy the comic books.
You can borrow them or buy them yourself. Yeah,
I probably will buy them myself.
But
Is it the same people?
Yes.
Okay, so then yeah.
It's bright.
And the fun thing was, is like, because I didn't look into the show, so I'm watching the credits, right. And it's a lot of Star Wars people. Andrea Romano.
It's the staple voice actors.
If I ever meet Andrea Romano, she's getting a hug. That's all I can say.
I'm going to give her like $5, but thank you.
Like, and then I'm going to be like, can I be a voice? Can I do a voice? Dave Fanoli.
Yeah.
Dave Fanoli's directed a lot of the episodes that I've watched. I'm like, this is the dude that like, you know, made Star Wars awesome again.
So we just finished the first like run of Clone Wars.
Yeah.
So like up to the point where we're at the Netflix original season where it's the lost episodes.
Yeah.
And like we're sitting there and we're watching. It's like it makes me mad. Like as much I love it, but it makes me mad in a good way because like that's what Anakin Skywalker should have been.
Yeah,
is the character that was in that show.
Yeah, we should just do a show about that show.
You learn. Yeah, we definitely will. I mean, you learn so much about him, and like you watch him just like walk that tightrope at the dark side.
Does
with the anger.
Here's the thing that I ask people who I know watch Clone Wars. Does watching Clone Wars make Revenge of the Sith a better movie?
Yes.
Okay.
In my mind.
And the thing is, I've recommended people watch Clone Wars that have hate for all the original.
Right.
Or all the...
Just prequel in general.
Yeah, the prequel stuff. And it's one of those things where I don't have any hate for Revenge of the Sith. I didn't when I seen it.
Right.
It was the conclusion of that story, but it was the lead into the favorites.
If you watch Clone Wars, you understand why the Jedi Order went away the way it did.
Yeah.
Because they're idiots. And then two, you understand why Anakin feels the way they do.
Yeah.
And then what happens between Ahsoka and the Jedi Council, you understand again why it was so easy for Palpatine to turn Anakin into Vader.
Yeah, it's awesome to see the manipulation that's done. And it's cool to see, like, the lost episodes, it was cool to see a clone go rogue.
Right.
And Order 66 kick in.
And then you get paid off for that with Rebels.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we need to do a whole Star Wars, Clone Wars, Rebels
episode. Definitely.
We'll be here for 3-4 hours, probably.
It'll be a 10-day episode. Yeah, it'll be a marathon.
We're gonna do it as an arc.
Yeah,
we just do an arc.
So
it's going to be a trilogy. The trilogy.
Anyway, all right. You know, a lot of great stuff happening right now. you know, guys, let us know what you're reading. Let us know what you think about like some of your favorite properties that have been turned into other things that maybe weren't up to the level it should have been.
Yeah.
We definitely want to hear about that. But yeah. So you got anything else?
5-star reviews, please. You know, iTunes 5-star reviews definitely will help.
Yeah. Helps move us on, you know,
get in touch with us. Let us know what you want to hear, what you want to, you know, talk about, you know,
yeah.
We'll be happy to listen to you guys and hopefully do some stuff for you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
And, yeah. I said you guys twice. So, yeah.
You guys. Yeah. You're like, yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden from Jersey, you guys, you know, we're about to.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you can find
thanks us. Thanks for listening. Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate it.
We love doing this. And, you know, even if nobody listens to it, we're probably still going to do it.
Wow.
Well, I love
at least, at least 150 people are listening.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, we're the Infamous Podcast at infamouspodcast.com, at Infamous Podcast on Twitter and the Facebook. I'm Brian Tudor. I'm at Brian Tudor on the tweets and the Facebook. I actually have been snapping lately. Snapchat.
Okay.
Just Lego pictures.
You're crossing the line.
You know, why not? Anyway, yeah, guys, definitely reach out to us. Let us know. You can find Johnny at Johnny Podorf on the tweets, and he's J Michael Podorf on the Instagram. Definitely around the convention season, check out his Instagram because he posts awesome stuff that he picks up.
Oh, just check it out all the time.
Well, yeah, all the time. But
like, I've been a little lax lately, but
I'm not nearly as good lately of posting pictures. Where I went from doing like one picture every day. Right. For an entire year.
Well, yeah.
So I've kind
that'll,
of been,
that'll burn you out.
I've too, kind of been taking a little bit of a break.
But I'm going to be cleaning up some stuff, so there'll probably be some pictures popping up sooner or later.
Yeah.
Some toys will be getting open, so there will be some pictures.
We'll do some unboxing videos for the website.
Well, there you go.
So anyway. All right, guys. This is the Infamous Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Have a good one.
Later.
Yep.